Welcome to Murphy, Sam, and Jody after the show.
So today is a big day in Phoebe's life, our 16-year-old. Well, it could be a big day. I hope it works out.
Well, it's good to see we're thinking positively here.
I am thinking
I'm
positively.
Joking. I know. No, you're nervous for it. This is the day that she gets her driver's license.
Well, we hope she gets it. She's taking her driver's road skills test.
Right. Hence
you can't say today's the day you're getting your license. Today's the day you're taking your road skills test.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm taking her for that. So she's going to drive me there. She has her permit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll go with someone else, an instructor, and I'll get to sit and wait in the waiting room for her to take her road skills test. And I'm nervous for her, but it's interesting. It's an interesting thing that you learn along the way.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, you can't do things for them. As much as I wish I could take that nervousness away and just say, just go do your best. You'll either make it or you'll have to come back another day. Because I know how nervous she is.
Yeah.
I hate that for her. But I will say this. I've heard from some other parents and kids that the road skills test that they take, much easier than what we took. Much easier. They drive through a neighborhood. They don't parallel park.
Oh.
They don't do any and all of that anymore.
Well, that's not dependent on the instructor?
I don't know.
I would say that it can be. You know, I mean, it's highly likely that it's the luck of the draw. You know what I mean?
Maybe so.
It's possible.
Yeah. the question is, Murphy, I do think she'll pass. I think it's very likely that she'll pass her road skills test today. When that happens, do you want me to take her this week to get her license or do you want to wait? Have you guys talked about that?
I think we should totally go ahead and get her license if that's the case.
Okay.
Are you comfortable riding with her now? I mean, I know it's tough for you to be a passenger even with the most experienced drivers.
Right. I'm not comfortable riding with almost anybody.
I know.
That's not true.
It's just fine. I mean,
what's funny about that is the irony is that I like to be driven. Sometimes I don't like to drive.
That is
when
the irony.
When we go on weekend getaways, I love it when Murphy will drive.
What's funny, Sam, this cracks me up, but you don't know this. Every time Jody's like, will you drive? I'm like, I always drive. She asks me every time, will you drive us? I'm like, yes, because that is what I always do.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I get the nervousness thing, and I'm going to give Phoebe a little advice this morning before we're recording this, obviously, after the show. So the timing we're talking about, she's not done it yet. And so I want to give her, you know, a little bit of advice before she hits the road. Well, because I know that she's going to be nervous.
Yeah.
And her nervousness tends to cause her to focus on what's behind her and not in front of her. You know what I'm talking about?
In other words, in the car. We've had that problem with
her. In the car or in life?
In the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, in the car. She's worried
about... That's you in life, Sam.
She's worried about vehicles that are coming up on her, and are they coming up on her too fast? And I'm like, look, while you're accelerating, while you're driving, it's more important to worry about what's in front of you. You need to be aware of everything else.
Totally,
but what you're worried about and what you're focused on is in front, you know? Basic laws of physics. And, you know, it's true.
I see Dad has a great way of explaining it.
But you know, I remember as a kid, or whatever, it's a teen before I got my first license, what I tended to be guilty of was not looking in the side mirrors before changing lanes. It's weird how you create a habit from the beginning that you really have to break fast if you're going to be, you know, a good driver. And I got in an accident, you know, in the first 3 months after I had my license because I changed lanes right into somebody, you know.
And the great teacher is having an accident.
Yeah.
Like, you will think about that forever.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to be all cool because, you know, the traffic was piled up in front of me. I'm like, I'm just going to go around. And so I went to the right and boom, just clocked somebody. And, you know, so that's the kind of stuff I just want to make sure that she's not so nervous that she gets micro focus. But whatever you do, if you're going to get nervous, be focused on the front, not what's behind you, you know?
Yeah.
I learned to drive, besides driver's ed, I learned to drive in a Volkswagen Beetle, like an old one.
Wow.
My dad had one, like 68 or something.
Yeah.
And I always loved the sound of those cars, by the way, still do.
Yeah.
When it came time to take the test, for some reason, instead of letting me just drive that I was used to, they put me in the family Impala, which was like
That's not a good plan.
Twice as long. Their whole thinking was, well, it's not stick shift, it's automatic, so this will be easier. Until you hit the parallel parking and you're used to parking a bug and you got to park this land yacht, you know, and it's
My dad did a similar thing to me that I learned how to drive with him in a car. And then the day he was picking me up from school, checking me out early to take my test, he picked me up in his truck. And I flipped out. I was like, the truck? He goes, yeah, you learned how to drive a stick. This is a stick. It's fine. I'm like, I can't. And he didn't like to hear those two words.
Yeah.
But I was adamant about, I can't do this. So he was like, fine, go back to school. He was aggravated because he had taken off of work to do this. And so he brought me back to school and he was frustrated. But the next time we did it in the car.
Mm.
So, you know, I remember that. It's not a great memory because I hated letting him down. But I also did not trust myself in that truck to pass the test.
Well, you know, our oldest daughter, Taylor, that happened to her when she went to take her driver's skills test.
Yes.
She had learned to drive in Jody's mom's Camry and you know, my 4Runner. And so she had vehicles that had pretty tight braking. And I forget what kind of car they put her in, but it's one of those cars with the smoother ride and really soft brakes. Mm-hmm. So that when you know,
she was maybe tapping the heart,
She said that she would, you know, she would have to tap and push harder. And then when she pushed hard, the car would come to too abrupt of a stop. And it's exactly what you said, Sam. You know, you need to go and be able to drive in the car that you you learn to drive in. But I don't know that that's going to happen with Phoebe today. Mainly because
it is.
The driving schools are not insured to drive your personal vehicle. They drive the vehicles that they're insuring, right? So
what I've been told is that Phoebe gets to drive her vehicle today. That's what I've been told.
So this driving school is violating the law, I see. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, you're not bringing her.
You want to call them out?
So really, they're going to ride in? That's interesting.
They're going to ride in her 4Runner. This is what I'm told. I'm probably going to be the one to sign off on this.
Interesting. Wait, so the driving school told you this? Or is this something you just kind of made up?
My friend who's...
Hearsay among friends.
My friend who took her daughter to the same driving school.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you may want to verify.
Well, I'm verified that she wouldn't lie to me.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Tiffany wouldn't lie about her daughter.
I'm not saying that anybody's lying. things are subject to interpretation, and you know what happens when somebody tells somebody else to tell somebody else. You know,
you're right. Anyway, I'm just nervous for her. I'm glad I'm not going to have to be in the car for the road skills test, though.
Well, and this is so, Jody, you realize this is another milestone for me and you. You know,
well, for her, yeah.
Well, but for me and you, both of our girls now will be licensed drivers, you know?
Yes, but as with all things with her, there's still going to be some instruction from us. Getting this card, if she gets this card today, this very important thing, it doesn't mean she's, you know, peeling out of the driveway tomorrow. We won't see her. There are rules. There are no friends in the car with her for quite some time, even until we're super comfortable.
Yeah,
you know, with everything.
Mm-hmm. It's still interesting.
This was just a good week for it because she's out of school this week.
So. Yeah, it's still an interesting milestone. Yeah, you know, it's Sam, you've been through that already. Are all of your kids now licensed to drive?
No, the twins aren't yet.
The twins aren't yet, but they've got permits, right?
They're right behind Phoebe. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just kind of weird to get to that place where, you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's game changer, actually.
And it's funny, even after being through the first, I'm still nervous like you are, Jody, for
super feeds. Nervous.
Sam, does that, it ever get better? You've got 5 kids. Is it still
No.
It doesn't even get better with your oldest who've been driving for years.
Oh, my oldest, I don't worry about it.
That's different.
It just seemed to be a completely different, because they're 10 years apart. It just seems to be a different general.
They're different or you're different, Sam?
They are.
Are the kids different?
The kids. I mean, the twins and Jack make me nervous. Sammy and Will never seem to make me nervous.
Is it because the older ones grew up watching you drive, knowing where you were, and the younger kids have spent their lives in the car looking at their phones or tablets, and they don't know where they are, and they are not as aware?
Like, the older kids didn't have smartphones when they were driving.
Right. Yeah.
They had flip phones and stuff, and it was like, it wasn't the gotta-have-it accessory at the time.
Right. Sure. It was for emergencies.
Now it's just for life.
I fell for that line, too.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.